Welcome to Difficult Listening Hour.
If
stomach batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move up.
Yes, dear friends. Tonight's show would be Hour of Slack number 987. But we're so far behind and have been doing so many live devivals and things that putting all that together is going to have to be put off. And so to now, we're running Hour of Slack number 360, the Pobucker special show from around somewhere in 1991, I guess. Featuring the incredible prank call tapes of Arnie and Barney to the late Benny.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars they fight, rapping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Hello, I'm over.
Hey.
What? I told you to quit bothering me.
What? That big old green truck going out there in front of the showroom.
Well, right, that ain't none of your business either, is it?
You don't supposed to be parking on the street like that.
That ain't none of your business. Don't worry about it.
Goddamn
it. Now, I've noticed.
I'm gonna tell the police to have them move that old truck.
You tell them, that please do, will you?
He ain't supposed to be.
Now, I've noticed.
You come see my new house this weekend.
Ain't you got nothing else to do?
Would you come see my new house this weekend?
Where's your new house at?
You lied to me the other day, too, about something.
What?
You said you had the maters out of your garden. You ain't done it.
I have.
What did you lie to me for?
The fruit stand's my garden.
Huh?
Fruit stand's my garden.
Well, you got one on me there, then.
Yeah, goodbye.
Hey.
Now, I'm holding.
Hey,
I asked you, darling, not to bother me.
I won't ask you something.
That's what you say every time you call.
You sick yesterday.
No, it ain't none of your business but was.
Barney want me to keep an eye out for
it. God damn it, Barney Bowles, now kiss me. Now I noticed.
Barney want me to look out.
Look, quit bothering me. Listen, why don't you quit bothering me?
Where are you going to eat today?
None of your business.
I saw you the other day out there across the hospital by the little cafe.
Yeah, well, why don't you let me know who you are and so forth?
You eat out there a lot.
None of your business.
Well, I saw you eating out there today.
Yeah?
Across the little cafe.
Listen. Now, why in the hell can't you leave me alone?
They got pretty good food in there.
I don't know. Why don't you go try it?
Well, I've eaten in there a time or two, but it's been a long time ago.
Well, listen, quit bothering me, will you?
Well, Benny.
I don't want to hear from you, and I don't give a damn about you.
I'll tell you something.
What?
I saw you out there one time at Stone Fort.
I hope I see you.
And you shouldn't have been drinking a beer out there today.
I hope I can see you.
You're not supposed to drink beer.
I drink beer when I get ready or anything else. I'll do whatever I damn please. It's nobody's business but mine.
Boston.
Sam, the boss, and you too.
Well, I wouldn't want to see you get fired, Benny.
Sam, I done been fired.
Well, Barney told
me. It ain't none of your business if I do. I work when I please. I don't have to work all the time.
Would you drink beer every day at that?
No, hell no.
You don't need to be drinking You kiss my God.
Oh, yes, dear friends. Oh, I love to hear that recording of poor old Benny getting harassed by Arnie. And we'll be hearing other excerpts from that famous tape, because tonight we're going to, on the Hour of Slack, on this religious broadcast, we'll be listening to some of the Subgenius preaching from the Subgenius World Convention in Chicago about 3 weeks ago. But also tonight I thought we would indulge in a short study in Poe Buckers through song and prank call. The word Poe Bucker may need some explaining to some of you people new to our religion. Poe Bucker generally means a person with very low values, usually an ignorant type of person. The common image is of a person in a pickup truck, or a person, the kind of person with a pickup truck up on blocks in their front yard for 5 years. I mean, it doesn't always mean poor, but just means trash. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying anybody with a pickup truck. You see, there's a lot of subgeniuses with pickup trucks. There are many rich Poe Buckers, for that matter. A lot of subgeniuses are part Poe Bucker. I probably wouldn't talk the way I do if I wasn't that way somewhat myself, dear friends. The term, actually, many people figured what it meant, oh, that means a subgenius who's poor in bucks. It's not. It's a term that's a corruption of an African language word, booker or bukra, which meant boogeyman or demon. And the African slaves brought to America, some of them called white people bukers or bukra, and white trash, therefore, were called poor bukra or poe buckers, which is how my dad's family used to pronounce it. And these famous telephone experiments would have to be a big part of any study of the rich texture of Poe Bucker life. The tapes of Arnie, his many calls to Benny Garrick at Al White Motors. Now, and Al White Motors is in Tullahoma, Tennessee, I believe, near Nashville. Benny was harassed by these calls for like 3 years, and he recently died. In fact, Benny died just in July. We have a copy of his obituary from the newspaper. Now, why would we know so much about the people on this prank call tape? Well, we were that curious, and one who was even more curious was your fellow subgenius minister and scientist, Reverend Lou Minotti, who recently moved to Nashville and discovered a lot about these prank calls. For one thing, Arnie worked in the same building as Al White Motors. In the Al White Motors building, he worked in the parts room, and Benny worked in the showroom. When Arnie was making these calls to Benny, he could see Benny. And Benny knew the person who was playing Arnie. Arnie was one of several aliases. Another one was Roscoe. It's just incredible. Well, I think we should get back into these tapes, and I'll tell you a little bit more that's even more frightening about the incredible Arnie and Barney and Benny tapes after this message.
Between us is not very far.
Give a dog a bone. Don't come flinking through the door. Yeah, well. recording techniques, you may play these hits with true stereo reproductions. Say hallelujah.
Seen it all on TV. Lee Harvey got gunned down. Murdered by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. He stuck that gun into his ribs and said, here's looking at you, kid. Ruby killed Lee Harvey. TV proved he did.
And Lee Harvey was a friend of mine.
A very good friend.
Leave me alone.
Now, I've noticed.
Manny?
Yeah?
Where's your car at?
None of your business.
You know, it's raining this morning.
No, is it?
Sure is. You
didn't know. Well, I can't see that.
I
can't see. You have to tell me that.
I didn't know you knew it was raining.
No, I didn't know it.
Well, guess what happened?
Well, I don't care what happened. What?
Mondale picked a woman for his running mate.
Who?
Mondale.
That's good.
He picked a woman for his running
That's
mate.
That's good.
Guess what else happened?
What?
The boss man went up on my house rent. I'm going to have to move out.
Well, good.
I can wonder.
Move out in the damn world.
I wondered if you could make, find me a place up there close to Ford Place I could rent.
Get out of the state. Excuse me. Goodbye. Allied Motors?
Penny?
Why don't you leave me alone? I'm busy.
Barney said you used to have some rental.
Leave me alone. I'm busy. Bye.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Shoot up, kill 'em, bang, stab 'em, crush, slice, kill, eat, and boil in oil with catapults, throwing rocks and grenades. I say that I want to see knife cutting, slicing, and chopping, and cutting, blowing up. Well, yeah, you can kind of see it, man. We're going to solve all these problems. I say give our clubs and give our guns and give our knives and grenades, bazooka and tank, anti-aircraft instructions. I say this free instructions to everybody on karate, sabotage, anarchism, everything that could be. I say this free lessons from the time you're two on how to do everything that is potentially to kill another person.
There's no hope for humanity anyway. I'm just going to watch the world end.
Oh, and we're going to make $1 million.
Listen, Buster Brass, why don't you talk to me a minute?
Why don't you go to hell?
What my brother been telling me, is that true?
Well, listen, I don't even believe you got a brother. You got...
Well, he said you used to be lovers over...
Go ahead, go to hell. Hello?
Benny, what you park up next to the store for?
What?
What you park up next to the building for?
Why was you getting your own business?
Hey, Benny.
What? Yeah.
Benny, I'm on the phone, too. I'm on it.
Well,
Benny,
I'm
Barney.
I'm on it, too.
I'm Barney, Benny.
Yeah.
We're all together.
Good.
Oh, let's get together tonight, Benny.
I can't.
Why?
Because I said I can't.
We'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the cooking, Benny.
Yeah, you do what?
I'll do the cooking.
And now if I won't eat any of this.
Oh, Benny, you'd like it if you ever got it. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Benny.
Yeah.
I wish you would do something for me.
What's that?
I wish you wouldn't worry my brother about his boy got killed over in Vietnam.
Well, I can't help it.
He told me you aggravated
him. I wish you'd quit worrying me.
We ain't trying to worry you.
Yes, you are, too.
We won't be your friends.
Well, come on up down and meet me and let me see if I can be a friend to you.
Well, I don't care, Bishop, but Barney says he don't want nothing to do with you.
Well, I don't care. I don't want nothing to do with him, then.
Man, you hit
if that's
me
way it feels about it.
You hit me in the head, Benny.
Well, you asked for it, didn't you?
No, Benny, I was minding on my own business.
You don't mean you asked for it.
You was after my woman.
Oh, bull.
Yeah, you was.
I know that's a lie.
But, Benny, it still hurts.
Well, I can't help it.
Benny was bad after women back in them days.
Yeah.
I know it. Back during Camp Forest days.
Well, who are you?
Benny, you was like a little old rooster.
I asked you, who are you?
I'm Arnie.
I'm Barney.
Yeah?
Yeah? I'm Arnie, and he's Barney.
Well, both of you.
And you're Benny.
Now, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting a kick out of that. Would you go to hell?
Oh, dear friends. An amazing, unusually long segment there. Although, after 3 years of calls like that, Benny got to where he would get into long, sad discussions with Arnie. Arnie would start claiming to be Benny's son. The bold surrealist, dear friends, Arnie Swenson. Praise Arnie Swenson. Now, what makes the whole thing even more surreal is that everyone at Al White Motors knew who was pestering Benny. Everyone in town knew. The DA knew. The sheriff knew. Everybody but Benny knew. And people all over town served as Arnie's eyes. Arnie could follow Benny around and know what he'd been doing at odd times of his life. And just as Lois Lane never caught on about Clark Kent, somehow Benny never made the connection. Arnie did some spectacular things that aren't on tape. At one point, he bought a broadcast microphone and set Benny's radio before he came into work to the frequency that that little mic would broadcast on. So it, when Benny sat down with his cup of coffee and his cigarette to start the day, he turned on the radio and there was Arnie going, "Benny, Benny, how come you parked the green truck over there by the fire hydrant?" And Arnie could see Benny when this was going on. And Benny, when he did that, just reached over and turned it off. That was all. He didn't express any surprise that Arnie had even invaded the airwaves. Because at that point, friends, there was this network of spies. You see, who, for instance, Arnie would keep tabs on Benny's movement, it says here, and would call him at the barber shop and the liquor store, among other places. Imagine, it would be as if, well, as Lou explained to me, this is sort of like a crazed Andy of Mayberry scene. It's like, what if Andy was secretly tormenting Barney Fife? And everyone in town knew about it. Floyd knew about it. Goober knew. Everybody knew. And everyone except Barney. It was like everyone had an evil side. Anyway, I got a letter from Lou, who has some newly revealed background data pertinent to the Al White Motors saga. And I know that many of my listeners wish they had this tape, but a lot of my listeners do have it. It was a pledge giveaway in years past, and I know that we sent out dozens of them. As Lou says here, "I have spoken to the individual at the firm who engaged in the protracted phone debate with Benny Garrick." He actually spoke to Arnie. "I found him to be a warm-hearted, seemingly sincere soul who frankly spoke of his unique contribution to telephone research history. Among the key findings, Benny and Arnie were good friends before the calls commenced. And even while the calls were going on, Arnie and Benny used to go fishing together. Arnie speaks favorably of Benny today in the wake of his passing, though he does admit that Benny had a stubborn streak and disliked anyone getting the best of him. Arnie would make his calls early in the morning when both began work at Al White Motors. Arnie would usually knock off by late morning, then immediately walk across the showroom and ask Benny who it was he'd been cussing out on the phone." Can you imagine the gall to do that? Approximately 5 hours of calls survive on tape. We should be getting the complete series soon, but we won't play them all on the show. Arnie reports that Garth Brooks, Clint Black, Chet Atkins, the governor of Tennessee, are among his fans. Rumor has it that Senator Al Gore is a big Arnie fan as well. And Clint Black tried to give a copy to George Bush several years ago. Now imagine how much better the country would be now if those bold surrealists had indeed gotten through to them, dear friends.
A waitress asked me what we'd like to have. And I said, I don't know really. What would you suggest? And she stood still. She just kept staring at me, and I started getting very nervous about the... At the time, I had a beard and I lost a few pounds. I thought it would be very, very hard for anyone to recognize me.
This song was dedicated to Jesse Presley, the aborted fetus twin brother of Elvis.
You can't arrest me, officer. I'm not drunk. I might be half-ass drunk, though. Got a hangover and it's all hung over backseat of your girlfriend's car. Half ass drunk. Just you and me. Sergeant Carter haircut, Gomer file hooked up, living off of LSD. Half ass drunk. And I'm feeling blue. Well, a flood pumped in and it washed away my den and my water bill still past due. Half ass drunk. Called my boss. I ain't feeling quite right. Well, it can't be Monday cause I don't remember Sunday and my hands are singing Saturday night. Sweet love songs. Have a ass drunk. Hell, I'm drunk. Well, I used to have a job but I'm sick of getting robbed so I finally just up and quit. Mama had a fit. Well, my head feels odd. Well, baby needs food, but his daddy needs a lewd. Well, the baby better find himself a job. Half ass drunk. Half ass drunk. Fun. Stopped on a hill cause I had to take a pill, but I couldn't quite find my tongue. Half ass drunk. Hell, I can see. Well, they said the light was red. Now a couple of folks, well, there was 22 mangled, and there was one guy that was gimped up pretty good. He had to sort of walk like this for the rest of his life. And well, there was one guy, it was pretty neat, they had, he was hurt pretty good, I guess. They had like this machine that was like hooked up where he had this tube running up through his nose, you know, and that was the only way he could breathe. And well, there's this one dude, it was like a blade had chopped straight down on his toes. Last I heard, he still couldn't walk. There's one guy, well, this is what's weird. They found parts of him on front of the car and other parts of him on the back of the same car. I mean, it sort of defies the mind, doesn't it, how you could find pieces of the same person on the front and back of the same car. I mean, I just don't understand. They ought to run some kind of scientific test. I don't even see how that could even happen. And a couple folks dead. Well, it sure looked green to me. Half ass drunk. Hell, I wish I was. Turned a brand new Trans Am into an old tin can, trying to outrun the fuzz. Half ass drunk. I'm a victim of lies. Well, there's nothing wrong with me, Your Honor. I can see. Hell, I got too damn deep of your eyes. Half ass drunk. Oh, woe is me. Well, it don't really pay, but it's steady every day. Breaking rocks till they're broke as me. Half ass drunk. Hell, I'm half ass drunk. Lord, I'm half ass drunk. Just a sorry old half ass drunk.
364-8863. Oh, man. Friends, that was Janer Hypercleats doing Half Ass Drunk. It's part of our study of the world of the Poe Bucker here on the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack.
Hello?
Sherry?
Yeah?
This is Tom. Listen, before it gets too late, I just thought I'd tell you to, not with anybody knowing. You sneak out. Sneak out your window tonight.
Don't you ever call this
3 o'clock.
Hello?
Hi, is Max in?
Yeah, he's in bed. Who is this?
This is Jerry Topher. I'd like to talk with him for a minute, please.
Okay, just a minute.
This is from another prank call tape called Calls to Okies.
Yes, this is Max.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Max, this is Jerry Topher, HNA. You're living over there on Westbrook, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, HNA, that's, I know it's late, but I want to talk to you about your house a little bit.
Yeah?
Okay, you were over there on Westbrook and that?
Yeah.
Well, that HNA is the Homeowners Neighborhood Association.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we'd like to talk to you a little bit about your house, see? You know, little things like, parking a car on the street, lawn too long. Trash can sitting out there, and you're gonna have to start picking them up, okay?
Well, I pick my trash cans up just when the grubs come along, I pick
them up.
Well,
none of that is out in that lawn, too.
Huh?
Your lawn needs serious mowing problems.
I think you live the wrong place.
No, I just wanted to let you know that we want to have a nice atmosphere around here, and you're going to have to take better care of it.
Well, I think you're in the wrong place, because my lawn is not in bad shape.
Well, you just need to mow it a little bit more. We're not real too picky about it.
Well, I keep my lawn mowed.
Okay.
You sure you got the right place?
You're Max O'Gwynn, aren't you?
Right.
Okay, 1214 Westbrook.
Hey, it's Westbrook.
Well, we don't want to,
Where do you live?
I'm right down here, about four doors down. They kind of elected me, chairman of this here, so I thought I'd give you a call and be real, manly about it. Because it's getting out of hand, Max.
Well, what's getting out of hand?
Well, you just need to take better care of your house and your things, we got that.
Stings?
Huh?
It stings.
I didn't understand you.
What did you say?
I said you have to take better care of your possessions, if you want to stay in this neighborhood. We'll blackball you. You never get another house in this neighborhood again.
Well, I thought my house looked as good as anybody else along here.
Just consider this a fair warning. We'll just give you a couple chances, and then things don't work out, well, we'll make an arrangement for you, Max.
Well, I own my home. I don't know how you can make me mentally.
We ain't no small-time organization. We take care of that. I don't want to get into that. We don't even want to talk about that. Just take care of the lawn a little better. We'll check back with you and check the progress on that.
What did you say your name was?
My name's Jerry Topher.
Jerry?
Jerry Topher. HNA. Chairman.
How do you spell it last name?
T-O-L-F-E-R. Now, we'll give you a call back here in about a month or so. We'll talk to you later then. See you later, Max.
Better beware,
I
want to
tickle your love offerings.
Huh?
I want to tickle your love offerings.
Man, that's fantastic.
Is it? I'm coming over, too.
Good.
I'm going to bathe your entire family tonight.
You're going to what?
I'm going to bathe your entire family tonight.
How's that?
In the tub with the sponges and the water.
Well, you sound like just the right kind of guy.
Hey, you betcha I'll do it, too. You don't know us, we get drunk. We like to go canoeing and bathing.
Well, I tell you what. I got a whole bunch of friends that's just exactly the same way.
Well, maybe we can get together. Have one of them flea shields or something.
Are you moving to Tahlequah?
Huh?
Are you moving to Tahlequah?
I could be. I want to live in that canoe you got.
Good peroxide blind, got a putty knife, put a makeup mouse. No luck inside, see the blue jeans, they're appreciated if you know what I mean to get out. I love her, but I can't stand her. My girlfriend is a motherfucker.
Love Corpses. They're live at the Chicago Subgenius Convention with that lovely old hymn, My Girlfriend is a Poe Bucker. And we'll be playing more material from the subcon there. You'll hear some Sister Mary Squared, some Sister Velveteen Sly, actually. I think we played most of Mary Squared's formal ranting, but some informal material from the conspiracy panel discussion with G. Gordon Gordon and those aforementioned lady preachers and dominatrixes. And yes, boy, we got a call. We could tell a rumor on the air. It would be so fun, but I think we better be safe than sorry, because I would hate to have the Secret Service call the station up and subpoena somebody, make them go, where'd you hear this? You know, where was the leak? Oh, well.
The eternal conundrum of Connie at Cleavage Queens.
Yeah.
Connie knows that a cucumber isn't better than a man, because cucumbers can't cry for clemency. Yeah. Oh, unbelievers, that Connie can castrate and cripple.
Yeah.
Connie comes and craters crash. Comets careen from Connie's. Connie's kiss cascades from her lips. Lest it burn, leave a tip.
Yeah, Connie. Yeah.
Can you confront the candor of Connie?
Yes, no way.
Now this chick, I'm a chick with a Y, of course. This chick has to cruise. But the Chronicles of Connie will continue as I keep on co-authing conspiracy and cracking cliches. For I am Connie, the ultimate con.
Praise Connie!
Praise
of the church being just I don't know, a whole bunch of computer nerd types, people just spend all their time indoors, you know, never getting out and talking to women or being friendly. They just didn't know how to please a Connie. And I'm so glad to see this new young crop of subgenii.
Yes!
Wherever one or more are gathered together, in the name of greed, confusion, control, and censorship, there is the conspiracy. But I want to know, all you out there, After hearing all this stuff that should have got you riled up tonight, how big is your hate on?
You know what's going to happen? More 30 years. X-Day. And our revenge will come on X-Day. Our revenge will come because what's going to happen to those pinks and those normals? They're going to go through the worst experience of their entire lives. They are going to be forced all of a sudden to be obsessed with sex and enjoy it. And they're going to enjoy it. But you know what else they'll feel? Because they're those pinks and those normals. They will feel guilt.
What do you think?
They won't be able to help it. You'll see those nice little ladies that you saw typing into office.
Raping you.
They'll be like ripping their clothes apart. They can't help it. They'll be like, oh my God, I'm so horny. This is so bad. For weeks.
I must.
They'll suffer for 2 weeks. And it'll seem like thousands of years. That is what they will be doing at the X Day. But we are up. Laughing.
Hey, we can have
losing a squirty.
They are
losing
so upset.
Oh, yes, dear friends. Some new prophecies about X Day, the end of the world, as understood in our church. The pinks will suddenly start having fun, but they'll feel so guilty it'll be like hell. They'll be ravishing each other in those offices, but they'll hate it. They won't be able to stop themselves, but they'll hate it. Speaking of X Day, Reverend Zaphod left a message on the church headquarters phone last night with the most outrageous request. He said, "What can't you call Bob up and change the end of the world to, like, I mean, you got it, it's set up for 7 o'clock in the morning, July 5th, 1998. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, everybody's going to be hung over. It's going to be horrible. They're not going to get up. They'd rather burn with the pinks than get up in the morning, get up that early in the morning." So I'm sorry, Reverend Zaphod, but even if I did call Bob up about that, somehow I don't think that the Exists are going to change their schedule just because you don't want to. But the idea is you don't fall asleep the night before, okay? You just stay up. That way you don't have the hangover. It'll, of course, sooner or later it's going to catch up with you. But you know, I'm just sorry. These godlike creatures from Planet X just are not going to set their alarm clock. They're not going to be, I mean, you're just going to have to put up with their wake-up call, all right? I mean, there's only so much that you can get for that $20. I mean, eternal salvation is a lot to ask right there. You ought to be satisfied with that. Okay.
The difference is, when a pink, a human, sees something that shocks them, they run away.
Yeah.
They don't like it. When a subgenius sees something that shocks them, that offends them,
cool,
they go, "What? Yeah. This is, I'm shocked, I'm offended. I want to know more." If they still don't like it, then they might lynch it. But at least they've given it a chance. But that conspiracy, that confederacy of dunces, and you know, the horrifying thing is, it's not that they're stupid. The individual pink may be much more intelligent than a given subgenius. Because look at the word subgenius. It's not the intelligence that counts. It's what you do with it. It's common sense, sense of humor, and dollars and cents. But yeah, these pinks, these mindless bovine stereotypes, and that's all they are. They're walking stereotypes.
Come on.
Sometimes generic slurs do apply in the case of pinks.
This is Lee Edwards, commonly known as the Christian con man, because I have total confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And now, this being my first album in Hawaii, I want to dedicate this album new to you, my loving wife, for all the inspiration you have given me in life.
And their children are captives on the squad. Oh, so happy with Stretch Levi's.
I wonder,
all you have to do is squeeze your little finger, ease your little finger back. You can change the world, whatever else is true. Trust your little finger, just a single little finger can change the world.
Is that justice? Is that proper? I'm talking to you.
Life's so cruel. Why not end it all?
Oh, man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, gee, thanks, babe. I'm glad you went through all that trouble to write that for me.
Get a job!
And if you can't whoop it, go down.
Go down!
That's a lesser known slogan of Bob's.
No, go down to Times.
I just want to tell you, don't pay no attention to my brother. He...
I ain't gonna pay no attention to neither one of you.
He ain't got a good sense.
Yeah?
I just wouldn't even pay no attention to
him. I wish y'all wouldn't quit worrying me. I meant about driving me crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I've been trying to be nice to you.
Oh, no.
Been driving me crazy for the last week or two.
Well?
Don't call me no more up there. Well, don't. Thing ain't aggravated about it.
Don't pay no attention to my brother here.
No, don't call me up there no more either. So they hit Pete off about it.
Who is?
The company.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they don't know who we are.
No, and I don't either.
Oh. Well, I wish you wouldn't bring it up to my brother about his boy. He tears him all to pieces.
I ain't brought it up.
He starts crying.
I didn't bring it up.
He says you
I
call
ain't
him.
Never said nothing. I ain't never brought it up. The hell, you the one always calling me.
He says you call him about his brother. I ain't no...
Well, you know, the hour of slack really is made for those who tuned in by accident.
That's right.
Yes.
Those who scanned the dial. That's what the show is for.
Leave me alone, will you? Gotta leave me alone.
You gotta have to
rent a car. No, I hadn't. Don't call this number no more.
What's wrong with your car?
Now, what motors?
Barney told me you had some rental property.
Motors.
Benny.
Have you got anything else to do?
As long as they can sit and visualize world peace. Boy, they're... That's better than folk.
Well,
because it's magic.
And think of the ant. Oh, the ones you poison and step on. They have rights, too. Think of the lice that inhabit people. They have rights, too. What about the bees? That's right.
Nature is an open ditch latrine in midsummer.
Praise. Do not deny your evolutionary destiny.
Hey, which involves lots more sweating and being stinky and
prank calls.
Killing and stuff like that.
And frapping.
We try to keep the killing down and the frapping up.
That's right. But realize, if you can visualize the nuclear winter, you can save in your air conditioning bills.
If you believe. But only if you believe.
And nuclear winter sports.
The nuclear winter Olympics.
It's hot. It's cool.
He's going down the slope now. Look, his hair blowing off in little tufts in the breeze. Chunks of radiated flesh flying out. It's so poetic.
Dangerous sex on skis. Backwards.
But you see, the things like abortion and pro-life and contra-life, or whatever you want to put it, those are all little issues that have been designed to keep you busy, to keep you stirred up, to keep you worrying about this and keep you worrying about that. The war on drugs has eroded your civil liberties to the point where they can kick your door in anytime they want to. All they got to do is say drugs, and your wife is in jail, you're in jail, your children are far
away. Cadillac's taken away.
They can walk up to you in any airport in the United States of America and say, "Excuse me, did you pay for that ticket in cash?" "Yes, I did." "Can we see your wallet, please? Here it is." "Sir, you have cash money on you. We're going to have to confiscate it because you fit the profile of someone going somewhere, probably to buy drugs." This is not bullshit. This exists right now. The war on drugs is probably the single most divisive and single-minded effort to erode every little bit of freedom that we've managed to wring out of these sons of bitches in the last 200 years. We've spent 200 years trying to spread that we the people to include someone else besides land-owning aristocracy. And now that we're finally beginning to do that, they're going over to the other end of the Constitution and gradually saying, you don't have the right to do this, you don't have the right to do that. Everything that is not forbidden is prescribed, and if you don't watch it, we're going to get you. And that's what you've got to remember. Nobody up there is a friend of yours. Nobody up there wants to see you have what you would call freedom. The whole purpose of this government in this country right now is to produce consumers and workers who will keep the cost of labor down, the profits high for the owning people. I'm not a communist or anything like that. I'm just simply saying that if you believe that any of these that are running for office are going to do anything for you as a subgenius, if you believe any of these people who proclaim to be on the side of liberty and freedom give up what you want, then you have bought the conspiracy line.
Fascism back for the people!
That's
fascism for the people! People's subgenius church is behind people's fascism! The individual fascism!
Don't visualize world peace, visualize armed insurrection.
Every dad a Duce.
That's right.
Every mom in Evita.
So what are you guys going to do at this revival meeting? You're going to make fun of religion stuff, right?
We never make fun of religion.
Never make fun.
You
make
must
money.
Understand we're making money off religion, but
no
not fun.
Fun
of religion.
No.
No.
No,
no
fun.
No fun.
No fun.
We hope
no
to erase the slack area in,
we are missionaries.
In
this is hard work.
This part of the country.
Brutal and gruesome work.
And hopefully
assume
we'll...
Assume the position.
Lies. Yes.
These are called cribbage crotch figurines, and they're wanted in every home across America.
Cribbage crotch figurines?
That's right, young man, and you've won.
Oh, when do I get it?
Well, as soon as you sign out the Juul form for the Lettuce Leaf Kids.
At Juulco.
At where?
And, Bobby, we have to put up with these guys because they know the right people. Let us on the air. But you can trust me, Ivan Staying. Yes, you can trust me. I'm Dr. Ivan Staying.
Yes, well, you see, we have to attack these songs with the full vim and vigor of all of those who are with us.
I'll be
all
at the
time.
Revival, the great subgenius revival on the 20th and the 21st.
There is some truth to the fact that the major
Theater.
Hierarchy
so
will
you can
be
believe
in one
me.
Room at one
I'm
time.
I'm Ivan Staying. I never lie, and I'm always right.
Sterno Kekhaver.
It extends throughout the rules and
Has to do with the
universe.
Bolivians.
Has to do with
Glass Cannon.
Brady's.
Has to do with
Gilligan's Island.
Has to do with
Triple X. You go ahead, you son of a bitch.
What? You're so sick-minded. Why don't you meet me? I'm going to show you what sick human beings deserve in this world.
Yeah, what do we deserve, my friend?
We deserve
your wife, Swampy.
Yeah, how would you like to be mutilated?
I don't believe you, you sleazy, slimy, dripping...
Hold it down, I'm talking. Okay, I have to unload on you today. Do you think I don't know what the hell is going on? Do you think, for instance, that I don't know that Bill Broden is going up seeing Irene Hobbs? Yeah, I'm going to start having that. Sure, I know it. Don't you? What in the hell's the matter with you?
Are you yellow red bastard, you mother...
Hell, fire! You come once or twice a year? That don't cut no ice with me, see? My ass, I'll tell you, I'm gonna get on some asses today. Listen, I mean business. I'm putting it down, and I ain't giving no amens, but I ain't wanting any. No. Hellfire! All right. Okay, there's something else, too. Now, I noticed last Sunday that one of you put a quarter in the offering plate, see? Yeah, Raymond Welch. You're the one. You put a quarter in there. You tight son of a... I see all that, see? I'm up here where I can see it. Y'all don't... even look or nothing. I can see it. See, some of you are doing pretty good, and others you ain't doing pretty. All right. I'm going to maybe go to another church. I don't know. I don't give a shit. I just about come to the end of the road. Here, I've just about lost patience with you people. You know we need a Sunday school space out there. You say, oh, amen, praise the Lord and all that, when I'm saying something that you like. But when I'm trying to get something done, that's something else. You get your ass out to the mountains or someplace or hide in there and watch that damn tube. That's what you do. Now listen, that don't ain't gonna get it, hoss and hosses. It ain't gonna do it. Uh-uh. Now listen, I tell you, this will determine today, no doubt, whether I will be your pastor or not. But I tell you, if so, fine. That's what I want to do. But if not, I'm done. In fact, my sermon is done. Don't give me no more. Brother Woodrow, lead us in the closing prayer. Whether you going to do it or not, I'm a sinner dismissed.
How come you hit my brother so hard back years ago with that old stick?
Well, I don't know.
I'm Arnie. You hit my brother.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Well, he said it deserved it.
He said you knocked him loose from his shoestrings.
I did. Well, that's good. I'm going to hit him harder than that next time if I don't give a chance to.
This potentially is 5.5 hours of call. This will test whether you're hardcore or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can truthfully say that these calls probably mean more to me than any other calls I've ever heard, including ones that I've been somewhat involved in. These are, I think, the great... In fact, speaking of folklore, somebody tried to contact Arnie from the University of Virginia that was doing a folklore project. They wanted to talk to him as an example of Southern folklore.
Wow. So what is Arnie like?
Very interesting. He's kind of like a Mayberry character. Sounds like a likable guy. In fact, the weekend that I called him, he was parking cars in his lawn for the county fair.
Uh-huh.
He's just a working guy that works in the parts department. He was friends with Benny for years. He says that Benny was his friend. He was a good guy. He used to go fishing together. He was just like what you would call a po-bucker, a bored po-bucker, who had been a prankster for years, but this was the first telephone prank he had engaged in. And he says he meant no malice from it. He meant no harm. But interestingly, he told me why the calls ended. Benny got a brain aneurysm.
And gets his own church out, and yeah, well, it's cold out here, cold and lonely. Nobody can understand what's going on until the effects are turned down and your brain's turned up, because it's 4:35 in the morning and the president's inside your head.
I know.
But it's so quiet here in the station.
We're picking up dead vibrations.
She's giving me
dead vibrations.
Dear friends, and so the KPFA show fades off into their dawn there in Berkeley, California. We don't have to worry about that dawn, for it's the dawn of a new age here at the... in the Dallas Subgenius Hour of Slack. And dear friends, I feel that I should give you a chance to write for free information about the Church of the Subgenius. If this is the first time you've ever tuned in and listened to this show, well, there's a lot of other things involved in our faith here besides prank calls and seditious... ranting about sexual freedom and how bad the normal people are. And you can get that free information by dropping us a self-addressed stamped envelope. It would be the best thing you could. Just send us a postcard, shoot. You'll get a lot more with the self-addressed stamped envelope. And the place to send that is, of course, Bob at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. You know, my Sunday night just doesn't seem complete unless I say that twice. That's Bob at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. I am through. In fact, my sermon is through. Will? You want to lead us in the closing head launching?
Well, are you going to do it or what?
Oh, one last thing.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, baby, don't you be late. I want your head, I want it tonight. Cut your head off, a high fast eight. Have it on my wall, but a high fast ten. Yeah, come on, baby, I want that head. Come on, baby, I want that head. I want your head to hang on my wall tonight.
Before I go too much further into this tape, which ain't going to be far because we only got about 1 minute left, I should mention that that I don't know who sent us this tape. Boy, people send us such wonderful tapes, and then they don't put their own name on it. This says Lookout Miami and lists the 10 zillion cuts of music and records that were on it, but I can't remember which envelope it came out of. If anybody knows, tell us.
Let's have another drink. It makes me feel much better.
Oh.
Just talking to you.
Anytime, baby. Anytime.
www.subgenius.com